How'd it feel to get drafted?
It's a dream come true. I always dreamed this day would come, and being a long snapper, it's not something that happens often, and I'm just thankful and blessed to be one of the select to get drafted and get drafted to organization like the Packers, the most historic team in America. So I couldn't be any more excited.
Did you think it was between you and Carew in terms of who would get drafted?
I was a tight end all in high school, and that's what I went to Mississippi State as, a tight end. So I didn't even know there were snapping camps you could even go to. So I have, I had never gone to camp with Carew. He was a big Rubio. It's kind of Rubio and Coles are the two big snapping and kicking, coaches you go to in high school and college. So I have been to Coles the past couple of years and worked with them and really loved them. But so I've never gotten to work with Ruby or with Tanner. And so I can't even say I've seen him snap. So, you see what they're saying in the media. And but at the end of the day, it's, who fits best and what organization. And,
a long snapper because your dad was a long snapper?
Well, I snapped on the side because my dad was, he played offensive guard at Delta State, and it's kind of the same thing. They needed somebody long snap, so he, picked it up, and he taught me when I was at a young age how to snap. I was tight end, and that was my dream, so I did it on the side. I never, that wasn't my position, and I got banged up a couple times, going into my senior year of high school and then, being at Mississippi State at tight end. And so Coach Mullen was just like, why don't we switch you to long snapper and you can start working on that. And so it was, long snapper is just kind of my last bus stop. If it wasn't for snapping, I would no longer be playing football and certainly wouldn't be getting drafted by the Green Bay Packers.
Hunter, how old were you the first time you remember snapping with your dad?
I'd say I was probably fifth grade. I was always the one guy on the team that knew how to do it, so they threw me in. And it was kind of just like, oh, long snapper. Oh, yeah, Hunter, you go out there and do it. It was never, I was looked at by all my, people around me as a tight end, a defensive end. I wasn't looked at, viewed as a tight end. I mean, as a long snapper, per se.
Did you say that was fifth grade?
Yeah, I'd say probably fifth grade. I think it was like junior football, whatever. I think it was, peewee and then juniors, I think we started punting. So I think it was probably fifth grade I started learning how to do it.
Hunter, do you remember having any bad snaps at Mississippi State?
I mean, I think I'm my biggest critic, to be honest with you. I think my parents and my coaches would agree with that statement. So I personally feel like I have quite a few that I wish I could have that in my book. But no, I never had any of that, blotched the field goal or, a punter, per se. But in my book, yes. But that's every snapper is going to tell you that. They expect perfection and won't stop till you get it.
What have you learned is the key to being consistent at your craft?
It's just the work ethic. I mean, it's one of those positions where it's muscle memory. It takes repetition. It takes time. It takes sitting down and being able to be coachable. It's a position where it's, you're always going to make adjustments. You're never going to make it. You've always got something you can improve on. I think that's the biggest thing. Any snapper will tell you that it's always a it's always a learning curve, and you're always trying to pick up something new and learn from the guys around you and get better.
How well do you know J.K. Scott?
I played against him. I've personally been a starter at State for 3 years, so I played him three times. But I've never actually gotten to sit down with him and meet with him. I know our punter in college, Logan Cook, was real close with him, but I personally have never sat down with him.
For you to be drafted in the same draft as the other part of the battery with J.K. Scott, did you start learning his game
right away, or do you study him or get in touch with him? How does that work?
Well, thankfully, you know, he's a tall guy. He's, what, 6'6", 6'5", something like that. And thankfully, that's exactly my same mold at Mississippi State. Logan Cook, our punter, he was the same size, basically the same frame. And, you know, majority of punters nowadays, is they like the ball in the same spot. And, you know, that's right on the hip, right in the breadbasket. So it should be a huge learning curve working with him. You know, he's obviously, you know, arguably the best punter in this class. And so it's, you know, it's an honor to get to go and snap to him. And we all function as one unit. And I don't think it'll be too much of a learning curve. Just figure out what exactly he likes and go from there.
Just looking at the timeline here, you tore your ACL. That was your senior year of high school. And then did you tear it again the next year at Mississippi State?
You're not going to believe when I tell you. I tore it my senior year of high school playing tight end. My right knee got a cadaver. And then I went to Mississippi State as a preferred walk-on as a tight end. Tore my left ACL, the second practice of fall camp, my true freshman year, rehab, got back, and then my right ACL that they fixed in high school that they got a cadaver in, because that was the thing to do at the time. That gave out on me the second practice of my first spring. So tore it July of my seat going into my senior year, walked on Mississippi State, tore my left one first fall camp, and then tore my right one again first spring ball, all playing tight ends. And then that's when I kind of saw the writing on the wall, and approached me and said, you know, you need to start long snapping. And I've been healthy ever since. And, you know, our team surgeon in Starkville, Dr. Linton, did an absolute, you know, an amazing job on my knees. And, you know, every surgeon that I've met with has felt it, and, you know, doesn't feel as good as it possibly could. So I have nothing but praise and respect for our team surgeon, because he definitely took care of me.
How did you get through that mentally, you know, just kind of being able to persevere through that and to, you know, try to make a comeback, you know, when you've had those back-to-back setbacks?
I mean, it was tough. It was, you know, being a walk-on, you know, you're already at the bottom of the totem pole, and then you're the guy that's always injured in the training room. You know, nobody's even seen you practice because you're always, you know, having some kind of injury. So he definitely looked at a different mindset than a lot of the scholarship guys. And I still remember my freshman year, our star player, per se, on the team, you know, approaching my freshman year, looking square in the eye and said, you know, why are you still here? You know, you're never going to play here. And I remember that day just like it was yesterday. And it just kind of fueled the fire for something that I knew I could do. You know, my family believed in me. I prayed about it. And I knew I had the ability to do it. And I wasn't going to stop until I showed the whole world what I could do.
With that being said, Hunter, what was that moment like for you when you finally did get the scholarship, you know, after, you know, such a long road like that?
It was a funny story. The guy in front of me, I was only expecting to play 1 year my entire career. You know, there was a guy in front of me that was only 1 year older than me, Winston Chapman. He was very, you know, great snapper. And so I was behind him, and he was going to finish his senior year, and then I was going to have 1 year left. That was going to be my 1 year. And, well, he tore his ACL, actually, second game of the season, I guess maybe 2015. And so I got to finish out that season and got some games under my belt, and they put me on in January. And, you know, it wasn't like this big how you see it on TV, how guys, you know, they call you in front of the whole team and this and that and the other. We had a team meeting in January after Christmas break, and it was for scholarship only. And, you know, I went and approached our head of football operations at the time, John Clark, you know, and asked him, you know, since, you know, I'm walk-on, you know, do I need to be at this team meeting? And he said, well, scholarship has to be there. And I was like, so does that mean I'm on scholarship? He goes, you better be there. So that's kind of how I figured out I was on scholarship. And it was a big deal for, obviously, to help my parents out, because it's, you know, paying student loans. And so it was a big deal for all of us.
With all going through all that, what did it mean to you when the phone rang and you found out you got drafted?
honestly, I can't even explain to you. I mean, I was in tears. Everybody was. So, you know, they knew I answered a phone call. They didn't know that it was from the Panthers, and they were looking at the ticker because the TV was going. And once I finally, you know, got off the phone with everybody, you know, I was in tears. They asked what's going on. I said, it's the Packers. And then right when I said that, they announced it on the TV. It was just a special moment. And, but at the end of the day, I know that there's still a lot of work to do, and I still got to go and try and earn a job. You know, nothing's given to you, especially in the NFL. So I know it's a great moment. I'm going to celebrate and be happy about it. And tomorrow's over with, and I got to get to work.
Hunter, I'm sorry. Who told you, who asked you why you were still here when you were in the training room or whatever?
I don't want to go into the name of it, but it was one of the, you know, the bigger guys on our team my freshman year. Yeah. I'm not going to call him out on it, but it was one of the bigger guys on our team.
And then we were talking before we talked to you about how the long snappers that have come through here, we've had a guy who worked in a sandwich shop, and a guy that worked as an engineer at Harley-Davidson, and a guy who poured concrete. It says here your degree's in kinesiology. So what would you be doing if this opportunity hadn't come along?
You know, my dream was obviously to play in the NFL, and I went, you know, after having all my knee surgeries and going through the physical therapy countless times, I fell in love with, you know, human anatomy and the whole recovery process from injury. So I was kinesiology, I was clinical exercise physiology, my undergraduate, aimed towards going to either physical therapy, PT school, or chiropractic school, something along those lines.